Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest, the Honorable Denise Berkley, Executive Vice President of the New York CSEA Union. How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank God. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out. Doing well.
Let me start with, since New York State has been hiring contract and temporary staff, how can CSEA remain strong with these hiring practices?
And you know, we've always been against contracting out. That has been an issue with CSEA forever. So we fight management on that issue of contracting out our jobs to some type of outside agency. And as for dealing with temporary workers, we try to, once they come into any CSEA workspace, we try to make sure we bring them in to become a union member immediately. That is very important.
With COVID-19, what's in place to protect essential workers employed around the state?
Well, we have an excellent health and safety department within CSEA, and we have specialists that cover throughout the state from the Canadian border to New York City. And we give a lot of education, a lot of information about make sure you have your PVDs, making sure management is complying and supplying, and making sure that you have all the information to deal with COVID, vaccinations, and all of that. So we are really on top of this situation.
What efforts are being made to hire more minorities and provide an equitable system of advancement?
As we speak, we're doing that now. CSEA has two components. One, we have a personnel committee that consists of membership leaders from the board of directors and staff, and they are part of the hiring practice in reference to hiring staff. And on that personnel committee, we have people of color to make sure that we are hiring people of color for various positions within CSEA. Another check and balance, we have a human rights committee that consists of multiracial people of color to make sure we stay accountable in terms of hiring within CSEA and advancement. So we are on top of that on two levels, on the hiring level, and to make sure that we are following all the EEOCs and everything we have to follow to have people of color within CSEA.
So post-presidential election, what is the union doing to recruit young people and minorities to run for political office and be encouraged or engaged in their communities?
We are pushing a lot to do some more internship with our political action department. You can't, if you don't see it, how can I run for it? How can I do it? So we're doing more education in that area and make sure we're getting young minorities to go and students and legal students to come into the legal department to do a lot of internship, political action, and the legal department in that area. Great. We want to improve really in that area. Absolutely.
So now that we have a new president in a new political environment, how do you think this will affect the union going forward?
We are happy. Biden and Harris are pro-union. So we are happy. We were out there advocating, making sure they get elected. We are happy. And we're hoping that they will pass the PRO Act, which is an act protecting the right to organize. We want every work location that workers have a right to organize and get into the labor movement. I can't say it any further. The Black middle class came about because of the labor unions, and we need Black people in labor unions, all job segments, every area in the labor movement.
How difficult was your journey from being a local union representative to your current position, Executive Vice President of CSEA, AFME Local 1000.
And we call it the Civil Service Employees Association. It was not always easy. I started I started in 79 as a shop steward. In 1981, I was elected local president of Brooklyn Developmental Center in East Brooklyn. I am proud to say I am 66 years old. I am so grateful for it. And it wasn't always easy being a young Black woman. And always, I had to always fight this one issue, how to have my voice heard, that you don't negate me. You don't say because you're not important. Remember two things. I started as a young Black woman, a leader in a developmental center. We are all direct care workers. We work with the disabled. And also, so sometimes we were marginalized in that area. And I was also marginalized as being a Black woman leader, that my voice couldn't be heard. or you cannot be speak up on an issue. Do you really know about this issue? Are you knowledgeable? I always had to put that to rest. When I teach my other leaders in the room, my other officers, when you walk in a room, you're on the same level as everybody else in that room. You claim your space, you claim your voice, you don't back down, you come in with your facts, and they have to deal with you. So that was something that I had to deal with. And one part also happened with me. In the 90s, I was suspended for 5 years.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, Ambash, it was a blessing for me.
Okay.
I say this reason. I love union work. I've always have, from 1979 up until today. But the union became like an idol to me. I had everything was union, union, union. And I was suspended because I was outspoken. Remember, a lot of times they don't want you to be outspoken. They don't want you to be addressing what's going on. But Bosch, I was able to be suspended. I got closer. For me, it was spiritual. I got closer to God. And I came back. I was reelected again. After 5 years being suspended, the membership put me back in, and the rest is history. To statewide secretary, now executive statewide executive vice president.
Would it be safe to say, Madam President, you turned a setback into a setup for a comeback?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Good. And I praise God for it. Absolutely. Good.
So yes. Let's discuss how you have, and I love this part about you. Let's discuss how you have mentored and empowered other women of color in the union profession. Example, helping them improve their unions, run for leadership positions within their unions, and run for political office in their communities.
I've always believed that's one of the most important roles that I would have. I believe in servant leadership, and I believe in mentoring young women, women of color, Black women, to run for office. Either run for a local unit office, run for a local office, to run for a region office, run for statewide, and even to run for political offices outside. Letting you believe in who you are, that you have the skills, you have the capabilities, it is durable, you can do it. No one can stop you, and make sure that you are reaching back and bringing somebody else with you. And I believe in that. And I've been out. Throughout since 79 up until today.
Wow, that is great. Absolutely awesome. So let's discuss your activism against apartheid in South Africa in your youth, which was only 10 or 20 years ago, right?
I started even a little bit before that.
Okay.
The movie Black Messiah that's out now?
Yes, 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 about the Black Panther movement.
About the Black Panther. I started with one of my first, I was 14 years old, my God. And I lived in Harlem, and they had a free breakfast program. And I was involved with that part of the Panthers. So when I saw the movie, I was like, oh, wow, I remember I was doing that. And how enlightening that was in terms of feeding our community. And so I started with that. And then also, I'm going real back now, I'm really dating myself. I was involved with the anti-Vietnam War demonstrations. Helping how to organize that, how to protect yourself if you're in a rally, how to keep yourself safe. I was involved with that. And so all of this union activism, community activism, led me into the anti-apartheid movement. That we are connected nationally, internationally. All of the issues that we're dealing with here in America, they were dealing with that in South Africa. And we had to be connected with that same struggle, that same fight. Our members to see the correlation that is all connected. Mm. And it's all in struggle there, struggle here. It's all connected.
This was part one of a two-part segment with Denise Berkley, Executive Vice President, CSEA Union. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy and your overcoming adversity specialist, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.